What's up, everybody? My name is Alex.
And I'm Walter.
We are the co-founders of Swolverine and The Swole Kitchen.
And today, we're going to talk about, do women have more body fat than men? And in fact, yes they do.
It's not a bad thing. Believe it or not, women do carry a higher disposition for body fat as compared to our male counterparts.
Yep. So why exactly, let's talk about that. Why exactly do women carry more body fat than men, number one? But number two, how much is like a normal range of body fat that women should be carrying?
That's a good question. So it really does come down to our hormones, mainly the fluctuation.
Hormones. Okay.
The fluctuation of these hormones throughout.
What kind of hormones are we talking? So like,
well, women, as you know, but men, as you're going to find out, estrogen fluctuates throughout the month based on our menstrual cycle. But men typically glow like this. How lucky for them, right?
Yeah, straight line. Yeah,
exactly. So we have a lot of fluctuations, but in addition to the way our hormones are, our biological makeup has this predisposition for a higher storing position.
Yeah. So were you going to tell us how much body fat women are carrying on average, or was there a number here?
What a great question. Someone should answer it. So a healthy body fat range for women is anywhere between 20 and 25%.
And what's it for men though?
For men, a healthy, what is considered healthy, we're not talking aesthetics, talking healthy for men is 10 to 15%. So that's like a disparity of anywhere between, 10 to 15%.
So women are carrying more body fat than men, right? And it's pretty much between like 6, 12%. More percent body fat.
Yeah, correct. Wow. But that doesn't have to necessarily do with aesthetics. So women, that means that you can be at a higher percentage of body fat and have more definition. So let's say a woman at, 17% body fat, you might be able to see a full rack of abs.
She said full rack.
A full rack.
Of abs though, not ribs or anything else. We're good. Don't eat the ribs. You'll get more than 25% body fat. Let's come.
Sweet barbecue sauce, please. whereas men might need to push in that 12 to 8% body fat. To take that a little bit of a step further, to put that in a comparison, women who step on stage for bodybuilding competitions are anywhere between 8 and 12%. Anything under 8%. Yeah, but a male, check this out, a male can be anywhere between 2 and 6%.
Got it. So where are women typically storing more body fat than men, right? So there's a reason why women are like working out, getting their big butts and stuff. And like, I mean, we'll have our guy friends too that have like a sweet ass, but like, So no. Go ahead.
Definitely don't. Oh, no offense. But
tiny ass.
Yeah,
tiny
I mean, ass. Right. So kind of going back into the evolutionary theory of biological thought, seeing a woman who is more well endowed or more shapely in the hip area actually shows kind of this idea that they're more childbearing. So to counterbalance the weight of carrying a child, even when you're not, right, our genetics and our biological processes precede what happens in society. So carrying a child in that middle section, you're going to store body fat in the legs, in the belly more often. Whereas men with a higher level of percentage of body fat due to testosterone storage, you're going to see them store body fat in their hips as well as their stomach, not so much their legs.
And studies say that actually that's actually protection like over time, a mechanism kind of like against metabolic diseases such as like type 2 diabetes, atherosclerosis and things like that. Is that correct?
Correct. And body fat actually serves a function where, like, if I stab you, it has to go through some body fat.
What the fuck, man?
F-bomb. We got to bleep that out.
But no, we don't got to bleep that out. This is a goddamn podcast here.
Well, that's true. However, if I were to poke you in the stomach, our body fat actually helps us with injury. So that's why when you get to a lower percentage of body fat, it's harder to maintain it. It's harder to keep it that way. Mm-hmm. You have to do a lot within your diet because naturally our bodies want us to hold body fat. That's why that healthy range is between 20 and 25% for women and 10 to 16% for men.
Okay. So they hear it, right? So women do carry more body fat than men. It's kind of a biological thing. It's a little bit, maybe a lot harder for them to burn calories. Right. But overall, it's kind of is it harder for women to burn calories or is it the same?
I wouldn't say if it's harder to burn calories, but this is where for women, paying attention really to getting your protein in to encourage your body to have a little bit lower body fat percentage in those hips, thigh and stomach region comes in a little bit more handy. That's why it's also a little bit harder to take it off because I mean, our body's kind of made to be a vessel for babies and then kind of move on with life. It's
I'm a baby vessel.
As it develops. The-
see that vessel? For all you listeners out there, you should see what I'm doing right now. Get on YouTube. I'm a baby vessel. All right. So we got it. So women do carry more body fat than men. Okay.
They do. It's a lot more variable. Yeah. So like on the nutrition coaching side, on the Swole Kitchen side, we see women who are really unhappy with the fluctuations up and down with body fat. You know what? That's totally normal. Mm-hmm. If we're linear, I like to use a saying that if we're linear, we're dead.
Is it linear or linear? It's linear, right?
It's a linear.
You guys hear that? It's linear. Got it. Okay, cool.
I don't know why I have like the southern
so
twang.
So if you're unhappy with your body aesthetic, you're looking for a change, you're carrying some more body fat, get online, go to theswolekitchen.com, check it out. Alex and her coaches there do a great job. They do one-on-one personalized nutrition coaching, incorporate the things you want to eat, make it really easy, put together a plan. Go to swolverine.com, get our supplements. We're clinically dosed, transparent, everything that you need to take your performance to the next level.